You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. More on the tariff fallout that isn't really bad news. When the U.S. proposed adding this other $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods this week, it included a few, let's say, questionable items like live trout, radio tape players, and liquefied natural gas. Now, tariffs on those items might hurt China if the U.S. actually imported any of them, but we don't. China sends none of those items to the U.S. And when it comes to liquefied natural gas in particular, or LNG, as those in the know call it, China's actually really interested in our gas. So much so that LNG could be one American export that could bypass tariffs. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Natural gas is so popular that the Panama Canal is rushing to double the number of slots it gives to LNG tankers. The canal will also let more of them pass through at the same time, even at night. Silvia De Marucci handles market research for the canal.
We know that volumes of LNG from the United States are going to increase.
New natural gas plants have been popping up all along the U.S. Gulf Coast in recent years.
All the new LNG projects are pretty much gearing up to supply China.
Energy analyst Barbara Shook. China's in the middle of a nationwide shift toward cleaner products like LNG. Shook says that's poised to make the U.S. a top LNG exporter.
It certainly helps improve the U.S. balance of trade.
China's been signing deals with suppliers in Gulf Coast states to import more gas. Damian Ma at the University of Chicago says at a time when trade tensions between the U.S. and China are high, the free flow of LNG has a benefit.
That's going to probably offer some countervailing forces to what's happening between Washington and Beijing.
So far, China has not levied tariffs on natural gas. Ma says China could look elsewhere if things escalate. But Barbara Shook says China is hungry for LNG, and the U.S. has a lot of it.
The United States is blessed with so much natural gas. I mean, we're talking about decades, if not centuries, worth of natural gas.
Which could give the U.S. a powerful tool in geopolitics. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.